Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Resiliency Radio with Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. Interactive radio to empower, educate, and inspire during difficult times. Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. And welcome to Resiliency Radio, everyone. My name is Laura Monroe, and I'm here with my very sparkly co-host, Mr. Rick Allen.
No, bubbly. I'm Lauren Monroe.
You need to shave.
I know.
You scraggly man.
I know.
And we're here with Moon Calhoun, everybody.
Hello.
Fantastic.
Great. He's driven me from the show.
We have a great show coming up. We're interviewing Pam Tarr from Homecoming for Veterans. Now, we've interviewed Sue Othmer last season, I believe it was, from the EEG clinic, talking about neurofeedback. And now we're bringing Pam Tarr in, who is associated with the EEG Institute. They do a lot of research and training with neurofeedback. But what's so special about Homecoming for Veterans is that they offer this cutting-edge treatment at no cost for veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as traumatic brain injury and a lot of other things that people deal with after combat. So it's wonderful to have her on the show, to be able to ask her, you know, questions about how this works, how people out there can really receive the benefits of neurofeedback and how it can help them. So we're really excited to have them on the show. Now, Rick and myself both experienced neurofeedback, which we've talked about in the past, and it really does help reset your brain, exercise your brain in ways that can heal you in so many different ways.
Yeah, it really is. At first, it seems very subtle, but I think some of the changes are lasting.
Yeah.
I think it was very beneficial. And you can go back and you can do more sessions if you feel yourself going into other areas that you don't quite like about yourself.
Well, you want to improve about yourself or strengthen about yourself or yourself too.
Yeah.
I mean, it could really gain, give you a sense of mental acuity when you're feeling foggy, when you're feeling, clarity. You know, sometimes we feel our minds are fuzzy. We're dealing with a lot of toxicity, like we've talked about in other shows. We're dealing with a lot of stress in our everyday lives. And sometimes our brain just needs a boost. And this is really a fascinating way to do very deep work and also very superficial work that can just tweak your abilities so you can be clearer and just more on in your game, you know?
Yeah, we were talking about studying. Kids studying for school and being able to be at their optimum sort of performance, you know?
Yeah.
And that helps. It doesn't necessarily have to be a really deep issue. Like Lauren says, it can be from as superficial to as deep as you want to go.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of athletes, pro athletes, use neurofeedback too to help them as well. It's fascinating.
It really is. Relaxation, when your brain is completely relaxed, is when it's at its optimum.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's when it works. It works the best.
Right.
Yeah. So, relaxation.
Well, let's jump in, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Pam Tarr.
Excellent.
Okay, everyone, we're here with Executive Director for Homecoming for Veterans, Pam Tarr. So welcome, Pam, to Resiliency Radio. Happy to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Fantastic. Thank you.
So we were just talking before we're bringing you on about our experience having neurofeedback and really feeling so grateful that Homecoming for Veterans is here and available to create experiences and possibilities for vets. So we're happy to have you here.
Hi, Pam. This is Moon. I kind of wanted to jump in and say, I know, can you tell me Rick and Lauren have experienced neurofeedback, but I haven't. Could you tell us about the basics of neurofeedback, how it works with the brain?
Sure. Neurofeedback is really basically a brain training exercise. And we've actually been doing neurofeedback for quite a while for a lot of different kinds of problems associated with brain dysfunction. And what happens is basically when someone has symptoms of brain problems that they want to remediate, we find a range of functioning for their brain that is really the most healthy, most efficient way for their brain to operate. And we do that by having a clinician work with them to find the place where they work most clarity and the most focus and the most relaxation. And they basically train the brain to stay in that range of functioning. So what you basically do is you come in and you do a series of sessions where your brain learns how to do this. And it's almost in a sense like learning how to shoot a basketball into a hoop. You know, through repetition, your brain makes adjustments so that it starts to do the task more effectively. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a conscious thing that you're doing personally. Your brain is really learning how to do it itself. And what the wonderful thing that happens is when the brain starts to work more effectively through this process, all the dysfunctional things that cause, you know, migraines or seizures or spasms or nightmares are the kind of things that result from the brain not operating effectively.
Right.
Those things sort of fall away and get dissipated. As your brain starts spending more and more time working the way it's supposed to.
Mm. Fantastic.
So how does Homecoming for Veterans use neurofeedback for the military today?
Well, you know, we actually started Homecoming for Veterans thinking that we were going to be working primarily with veterans, people who are coming back with, you know, or have been back here for years dealing with problems like PTSD and TBI. But we actually, as we were focusing on that group, made some presentations at some military conferences. The military said, wow, we're interested in this. We have an immediate problem with active duty service members who come back, and of course they're on multiple deployments now,
mm-hmm.
Who have come back from really traumatic situations and ended up needing help to get back out in the field. So their deployment health departments and their mental health departments are constantly looking for ways to help their service members. And through that need, they discovered us, and we are now on quite a few military bases across the country. I think our most robust program is at Camp Pendleton, mm-hmm. where I believe now they've treated over 500 active duty service people,
mm-hmm.
With really significant results. It's been just incredibly rewarding to see how effective this has been with some of the most difficult problems.
That's awesome.
That is. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So some of the experiences with veterans who've been through neurofeedback, you know, sort of before and after, what kind of feedback are you getting from them?
Well, you know, we are, as an organization, are not only involved in these programs at military bases and veterans facilities, but also we have a whole network of clinicians across the country who are seeing veterans one-on-one in their clinics. It's the most beautiful thing. All of these clinicians have offered to treat veterans at no cost. We have a directory of them on our website. So we hear stories back from them of the really transformational experiences that happen with neurofeedback in these people's lives when they're facing so many really severe problems.
Yeah.
And for instance, like I know in the big program at Camp Pendleton, you know, one of the most immediate symptoms that really was, you know, we basically got rid of all the suicidal tendencies of anyone that went through a neurofeedback program there. And that was one of the things that immediately fell away.
Wow, that's enormous. That's huge.
Yeah, migraines were, I think, almost 100% remediated. But we have wonderful testimonials of case studies and also of people who've been through this, active duty naval captains and Vietnam War veterans who've been dealing with this for, you know, 40 years. And we have a lot of those posted on our site, which is definitely worth taking a look at. One of the most interesting pieces of video is a before and after video that we have of one of the service members that we treated at Fort Hood. And to see the difference in his affect, his, you know, the way he presents himself, he just, you know, it feels like a very, very different person after just really a few sessions of neurofeedback.
Wow. Do you have any personal stories of people that you've seen go through transformations from the neurofeedback?
Well, one of the people that was the most most moving for me was a Vietnam veteran that we treated in our office at the EEG Institute, who came to us from a homeless shelter that's run by the Salvation Army here in Los Angeles. And he came, you know, really, I think, with great questions about whether neurofeedback was really going to help him because his life was really in such ruin. I mean, he had no relationship with his family anymore. He'd had major substance abuse problems. I mean, then the list of symptoms that he was dealing with, he hadn't slept more than 20 minutes in a row since the Vietnam War. And the stories of what he went through were just, you know, it's just so sad. I mean, just to imagine surviving those kinds of traumatic experiences. But somehow he was still alive, but just leading a tough existence. And nothing had really helped him. He was on 23 medications. He came to our office, and within literally like 3 or 4 sessions, all of his symptoms were reduced by half.
Wow.
You know, he all of a sudden started sleeping 8 hours a night. I mean, it was really an amazing transformation for him. And, you know, he got down to only needing, I think, 2 medications. I think one was for his high blood pressure, and the other was an allergy problem or something. But he got off all of his psychotropic drugs. He stopped fighting with everybody in the hallways at the Salvation Army. I mean, people were calling us from there saying, wow, this has just been an incredibly inspiring experience for everybody else here to see Franklin go through this.
Yeah.
And now he's on his own. He's living on his own. He's reconnected with his family. It's a really beautiful, beautiful story. And he's a very inspiring person.
That's very special. Very rewarding for you, I'm sure. That's really an extreme, you know, sort of situation with somebody. How can neurofeedback really help anyone? We know how it can help people who've had trauma. How can it help people who haven't? Sorry, I got it out eventually.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I mean, I think we all take for granted that when we exercise our bodies to make them work more effectively, it increases our overall health. And I think that's a given. Everybody understands that you need to go out and do things to be active and to stimulate and exercise yourself. And in a sense, our minds need the same type of activity. And what neurofeedback can do is really for anyone who wants to improve their brain performance. And we actually are at right now treating, we'll go and treat executives at corporations and their staff to help them have more clarity and be more focused and accomplish more things. There are top professional athletes who are doing this to improve their skills. Italian soccer team did this before they won the World Cup. I mean, the Canadian Olympic team is doing it. So there's a whole peak performance aspect of neurofeedback that's really fascinating. And really anyone who's been involved with what we're doing wants to try it to see what it's like. And really at any place that you are in your own functioning, it can help you improve and make things better. It helps sleep. It helps migraines. It's not only for the more dysfunctional people, and certainly we do a lot to help people who are dealing with autism, seizure disorders, lots of more serious problems are having really significant help through neurofeedback. But even anyone wherever they are in their own development can improve through doing this.
Does it help with physical pain? I'm just sorry to step in. Does physical pain help relieve through that too, possibly?
Yeah, actually they've done a lot of really important work with chronic pain. Had even in our own office, we have quite a few case studies of people with, severe pain that's ameliorated by this.
Good.
So I think we all agree this is something absolutely not only fascinating, but really imperative for people to know about, especially if they're in pain. They're going through situations where they feel alone, isolated, and they're suffering the many conditions, especially coming back from combat. How do we spread the word about this, especially to our veterans? How do we let them know about this?
Of course that's what we want to do, because there's so many people out there in need, and we know that this could be so helpful for so many people. And I think, the most immediate thing to do if you are dealing with symptoms of PTSD or even traumatic brain injury or know someone who is to take a look on our website at the Directory of Clinicians to find somebody in your area that you might be able to go talk to. Some of these clinicians can only see one veteran at a time because their businesses are small. But, there are people who will help you. And I think, even for active duty service people, we're finding more and more that when people have heard about neurofeedback and they need help, and they go into the deployment health or the mental health departments and say, I want to find out if we can do some neurofeedback as part of my overall treatment here. There are a lot of military bases that start starting to look into this, and we have a lot of great examples of it being successful. So I think, I think it's really the one-on-one outcry for this. People saying that they really want this to be a part of their options. Because everybody needs, there are a lot of different things that can be helpful. It's not always just a pharmaceutical solution or a talk therapy solution, and sometimes it's a combination of quite a few
right.
things.
Right, yeah.
I think, you just have to go out and ask for it. And please call us, because we will help direct you to help.
Thank you so much, Pam, for being on the show and for just giving your wonderful guidance and information about homecoming for veterans. And for those of you listening, go to the website, go to homecomingforveterans.org, and do some research and contact a clinician near you or contact the organization directly and look into it, because we really, really support what you're doing. So thank you so much, Pam.
I really appreciate you having me on. It's such an important thing to raise the awareness about.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for all that you do.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Well, it's time for us to do some drumming together and to connect ourselves with each other and just think about what we've talked about today and you know, the main focus is about healing and resiliency, and we're very grateful for Pam to be on the show with us today and talk about homecoming for veterans. So today's drumming will be with the intention for our veterans, so that they are able to make decisions to heal themselves if they're on a tumultuous journey, that they may come to a place within themselves that they can choose the path of healing and use resources and reach out. So while we're drumming, we'll be thinking about them, thinking about you who are listening, to connect us all to a path of healing together. So take a deep breath, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Really feel your feet on the floor. If you don't have an instrument to play along, you can just sit and receive. And as you breathe, allow your body to relax and feel yourself deeper within yourself. Allow your body to become heavy. Allow your breath to become clear. And breathe and listen with the highest gratitude. Feel your feet on the floor. Take a moment of silence. And take a moment to tap into the invisible support that's around you, the connection with us and everyone at home who are listening. And with your mind's eye, imagine energy, however you perceive it, to be coming from your heart, from your minds, and reaching out to our warriors. And take a deep breath to come back. How are you feeling, fellas?
Excellent. Let's do it again. Yeah,
you
want
to do it again?
It was flying. It was up high.
Come on over.
Yeah.
So we really appreciate everyone at home participating with us. We feel like we have a team.
Yeah.
All with the same intention to help other people. So thank you so much. Again, we want to thank Pam Tarr and Homecoming for Veterans. And if you are interested, please look up their website, homecomingforveterans.org.
Very powerful work.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you want to bring some of the music that we create here for healing and you'd like to hear more of it and bring it into your own home, you can go to ravendrumfoundation.org and pick up a Raven Drum Circle CD. And that includes visualization and breathing and drumming for healing, too. And we really enjoyed creating that for all of you. So if you're interested, just go pick up a copy and take us home with you.
Take me home tonight.
Pop me in your pocket.
Pop me in your pocket.
This is great. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you on the next show.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're by my side.